Hector cheated one time too many, and the word traveled quickly to his woman Jenny. Any other time he managed to coax a couple of tears, apologize and call her pet names in Spanish. Plus it worked to his advantage, they had a daughter together. Hector thought it could never end and kept making judgment errors. When he got home, she sat stewing in the parlor, much calmer than expected for the lies he conjured. He confirmed every suspicion harbored, said he was going to the barber, but he really got it on with Barbara. Jenny went off on him like a tangent. She threw Hector and all his gear and shit out the door and slammed it. Now he's staying on my sofa bed. I'm so fed, my son dude, he had nowhere to go instead. So I get to hear him bitch and moan. He's alone, plus he's got no woman, and he's got no home. He's like,
all alone, blam. On
to the next spot, on to the next spot,
blam.
All alone, on to the next spot, on to the next spot, on to the next.
Now Edward didn't make the effort, and to the mother of his toddler he was unattended. She attempted to shoulder the whole household tending while her moms tended to their son and Edward's tenant. Ever since he'd been terminated from his job because his work of tennis was inconsistent, to just lounge with the fellas was tempting. But Lorraine, she didn't feel no shame to just hop on a train toward a midtown office daily grind when she stood the game. Before long, she met a cat named Wayne who would entertain and the pain, walk together with her in the rain and fill in where Edward abstained. I'm saying, sometimes you got to focus on it, or else love is just a barren field with locusts on it. Suffice it, my man didn't know how priceless life is. His wife is disappointed he would fold in crisis, but he did. Now he's
all alone. Blam.
On to the next spot. On to the next spot.
Blam.
All alone. On to the next spot. On to the next spot. On to the next.
Vaughn stares at the ceiling for hours, thinking, God damn, when it rains it showers, because he can't stop fiending to be with Nadine. Would they be able to get it back together? Maybe. But right now his neck is like ouch, cause they're on the outs and he's somewhere else on a couch, contemplating his past acts and having flashbacks of when she looked in his eyes and said that's that. Emotions after that plummeted further than NASDAQ. When he smiles now it's more mustard up than laugh tracks. He's flustered, ain't seen a Sunday on the subway, traveling underneath the earth, thinking they'd someday reunite. He smiled, but she didn't respond, like the girl from Ipanema walking by the pond. As he said, she just pretended not to see him. Son, the train was more crowded than a coliseum. Even so, he felt
all alone. Blam.
On to the next spot. On to the next spot.
Blam.
All alone. On to the next spot. On to the next spot. On to the next.
All alone. Blam.
On to the next spot. On to the next spot.
Blam. All alone.
So many doors be slamming on them, you know? Yo. For real, yo, don't blow a good thing now, fellas.